As May said, I'm Dorothy Zirkle, and I come from a very, well, first I have to say I have no relationships to disclose. I come from a different perspective, having been involved in nursing for the past 30 years and having the luxury of working for a funder for the past 5 years brings about a very different perspective. Today I'm going to discuss a collaboration, partnership, and networking to access to healthcare related to an urban community setting in San Diego. The setting that I'm going to be talking about is the City Heights neighborhood. It is the refugee resettlement area community in San Diego. It is multicultural from a variety of different aspects. Population is about 80,000. We have 41% or 19 years or younger. That's significant. 48% of the residents over the age of 25 have not graduated from high school. The median age is approximately 28.1. And 100% of our population in City Heights qualify for free or reduced lunch. The income is about $26,000. That's for your average family of four in City Heights. We have a unique opportunity in City Heights for gangs that are rival gangs to live next door to one another because of the lower rate of pay to have to live there. So we have 20 gangs that represent 9 different ethnic groups in the city of City Heights, and they call that home. 83 languages and or dialects are spoken in the City Heights area. Price Charities as a foundation, we have 4 core components that we work with, and that's education, health, social service, and the built environment. Today I'm going to talk about the connections and the partnerships with really creating the linkages between all 4 of those areas of service that we give about 25 million a year away in the city of San Diego and Imperial Valley. And I came from bended knee, lended hand, begging for dollars to having the luxury of working for a funder now. The City Heights Initiative with the Price Charities family, Price Charitable Giving, was founded in 1995. We identified the location of City Heights due to the event of two young kids being killed in broad daylight in the streets of City Heights. And how many of you are aware of the Price family? How many of you know Price Charities or Price Clubs? Costco's. Okay, Costco's, that's me. Saul Price started the Price Clubs that then became Costco's internationally. So that is the family that I work for. So we created the City Heights Initiative. In the 1940s, City Heights was predominantly middle to upper class white, and in the last few years, in the last 15 years, it came to the point where there were these two young kids that were killed in broad daylight, and the police department did not want to go in. And so we began the initiative. San Diego State University, San Diego Unified School Districts, San Diego Teachers Association, along with Price Charities, created a City Heights Educational Collaborative. And the collaborative was built upon the notion of community schools, which I'm sure many of you are familiar with. And if you're not, then you will by the end of today's presentations from some of our speakers. A lot of partners listed. I'm going to be really talking about this part, the school-linked and school-based health centers, 3 models that happen to be in the City Heights area that are part of our City Heights initiative. The partnerships really are multiple in multiple different ways. San Diego Unified School District, certainly San Diego State University, the School of Education, School of Nursing, School of Public Health, School of Social Work, are our partners within the City Heights Educational Collaborative. We have Rady's Children's Hospital. It's the only children's hospital located in the San Diego area. La Maestra Community Clinic, which is an FQHC, federally qualified healthcare agency. San Diego Family Care, which is also known as Mid-City Clinic, which also is an FQHC, and I'm saying that for a purpose later on in the slides. The University of San Diego School of Medicine. Community advocates, which are residents, are community health workers. I've, you know, been hearing that terminology here at the conference. Workforce Partnership, San Diego Health and Human Services. So again, I'm really going to be talking about the services related to the school-based health centers that we have. The mission of our school-based health centers is to promote health and wellness through quality, bless you, through quality health services, prevention, advocacy, education, and to facilitate access to a medical home of our students in order to maximize the student achievement and success. What a novel idea that we connect student achievement and success with health of themselves as well as their family members. We really set out to build a system of care. So at Hoover High School, one of our oldest school-based health centers, we started the school-based health center at Hoover High School about 15 years ago. And we have numerous positions within the center. We have a nurse practitioner that's full-time, my colleague Maggie out here in the audience. And we have a nurse practitioner that's 0.8. We also have a physician that comes once a week that's there for half day on Friday. The health center director, Ellen Hohenstein, who's out here as well. I figured at the end, we need to bring our own people so that there were at least three or four people sitting in the audience today, but this is great. medical assistant, admin assistant, school psychologist, integrated health, which is brought to us by all of our partners. We have San Diego State University, San Diego Unified School District, Price Charities. I've correlated the funders with the positions up here so that you can see some of the positions are funded by these other agencies. Some of these other agencies come to us through grants and other delivery of services. Scripps Mercy Hospital, which is a hospital that's located not too far from us in San Diego. Down here, Alternative Health Healing Network. We're not done with Hoover High yet. We have an LCSW, two LCSWs that work with us from Children's Hospital, Union of Pan Asian Communities. We have a caseworker, San Diego Unified School District. We also look at mental health, physical health, and dental health within this school-based health center that serves about 20, we have 2,200 kids at this high school in San Diego. So we have all of those. We have the nursing interns from San Diego State, as well as USD. We also have MFT interns and nurse practitioner interns that work on our campus. This is a busy slide, but I just wanted to kind of give you a view of this is the flow of our students. And we have the clinic work here with La Maestra, the FQHC. So as our kids come in, they're triaged, and they could go either through to the need to see a nurse practitioner, the dental needs over here, the psychosocial needs here, and then all of our partners that have grants that are working in tandem with us. The second school that I'm going to talk about is the Rosa Parks Elementary School. Rosa Parks Elementary School is a school-based health center that started 10 years ago. So we had our first clinic that started 15 years ago, and then the second one 10 years ago. The positions are similar. Again, it's an elementary school, so the needs are quite different. We have a nurse practitioner that's funded by the school district. We have a school nurse that's funded by Price Charities. The health tech that's funded by both. A social worker that is funded by Price Charities. A social service worker that is funded by Price Charities, and that's a worker that really helps to assist our parents. When I talk about the multiple languages, we have to really keep in mind that using and I guess empowering those that are residents can be very, very helpful in getting people access to health care and the trust level that you have at a community school, which is a school that is open to the community for the community's use and purposes. And so all services that are rendered at the school are open to our community. We have the medical assistant, a physician. Now, we have a different FQHC at this school than we did at Hoover. At this school, we have the San Diego Family Care, which is called Mid-City Clinic. And so at Hoover, we had La Maestra. We have two prominent FQHCs in this nine-block, square-block area that cover about 98% of our population. And of course, the nursing interns. We've created classes at San Diego State instead of having the classes on the campus at San Diego State, really doing service learning. So we actually have 10 students that are on campus with the professor and at Rosa Parks as well as at Hoover that spend their entire semester there doing community education, health promotion, and outreach. With Rosa Parks, we only have two sides. We have the school nurse side, and we have the nurse practitioner side working in tandem with the FQHC. Central Elementary School is our newest. This is actually opening as we speak. I missed the board meeting last night. all of these, we've had to really create unique partnerships and contracts with San Diego Unified School District in order to render the services that are being rendered on each one of these campuses. Because of the lessons learned in the other two from 15 years and 10 years of experience, we've now developed a new model where we have both FQHCs. We got state permission for both FQHCs to serve under the same physical area. So we too have kind of the same setup as we've had at the other two schools, with the expansion of social services. Here's a very simplified model. With the third model, it is going to be self-sufficient within 3 years. What Price Charities has done is we've funded a gap in the ramping up of the clientele of the FQHCs on site, with the expectation from the school site principal as well as the FQHCs that they will be sustainable within the three-year period of time. So results from a lot of the work that we've done and the partnerships that we've grown and nurtured over the past 15 years, the creation of the new model, combined partnerships, which is unique. I haven't seen that really done elsewhere. Again, covering about 98% of our population. Because they are FQHCs, they're federally qualified, so they not only see the underinsured, the insured, but also the uninsured, and in San Diego, the undocumented. Placing health care where students are, providing health care to all students. The third model, the newest model, we actually are seeing siblings and 0 to 5 year olds prior to coming into the school. On average, our nurses and nurse practitioners see 50 to 70 kids a day in any one of these three settings. The average visit per student is about 2.5 to 5 visits per year. Again, these only open during the school time. So Monday through Friday, we're not talking a 7 day week or a 24 hour clock. When we looked at the data, it was really an even split between males and females that we were seeing in all of these school-based health centers. On average, our health center sent kids home 7% versus the district average of 16 to 23% of kids that were sent home. It's increased school attendance. We've also had created, bless you, we've created the Access Health Management data system that is linking all of our schools, the feeder schools. There are 10 feeder schools, two junior high schools that all feed into Hoover High School. And now we have a data system that is collecting all that data and matriculating with the kids as the kids are matriculating and allowing our nurses to have access to data about their kids and the health of their kids before the first month of school is already out. So we're tracking data. This supports our families. Our families work 2 and 3 jobs a day. And for them to take off time to come and take their child to school, to the doctor, they don't have to do that any longer. The kids stay in school, they're seen for a half hour visit, and then they're back in class. The parents also, they come to school at the elementary school setting, they see their child being seen, and then they can go back to work, or a phone call can be made. It decreases the use of the emergency room as a primary care provider, which is what our population has suggested that they would use if they did not have this as an alternative. Supports students by providing a safe place to talk about sensitive issues such as depression, family problems, relationships, suicide, substance abuse. Unfortunately, at our high school in City Heights, because of all the trauma that these kids come from and that they see every single day, we have on average about one suicidal ideation a week. But they feel comfortable and safe coming to talk to our people. Teaches students to be advocates about health for themselves as well as for their family. Many of these students are the only now English speakers in their families, so they become advocates for their families. It strengthens the connection between community and schools. As a really quick study, my time's up. I just wanted to say that one of our nurse practitioners did see a child last year. Parent was going to take the child to Mexico, was seen anyway in our school clinic. was found to have an osteosarcoma, had a hemipalvectomy, chemotherapy. He was placed on hospice, was able to go to our high school that has a school-based health center so that the nurse practitioners could keep an eye on his pain. He did end up passing away this year. But him passing away, he was able to die with dignity, and his family was able to die, have him pass away with dignity, that they've provided everything that their child needed. So with that, I just want to thank my colleagues that are also in the audience, Ellen Hohenstein, Maggie Stern, Donna Magden, and Dr. Morton. So, in. I just have to say this, because this is from Cornell West. If you didn't attend the opening ceremony, what if you made a difference in one child, one family, and one community today? And I think that when you're looking for partnerships, that's what you ask the people that you're partnering with. Thank you.